So this is Silvia Helen Leiter speaking. We'll now start with this call, which is the LACRAL Organizing Committee on the 4th of November. And I would like to ask Julia to start with a roll call, please.
Thank you, Silvia. Welcome, everyone. On today's English channel, we have Olivier Crépin-Leblanc and Dev Ananthilaxin. On the Spanish channel, we have Aida Noblia, Alberto Soto, and Silvia Herlein. We have apologies from Carlos Vera and Juan Manuel Rojas. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Silvia Vivanco, Susie Johnson, and myself, Julia Charvelin. And our interpreters today are Veronica and Sabrina. May I please ask everyone to please state their names before speaking for transcript purposes, but also for the interpreters to identify the speaker on the other channel, and please speak at a reasonable pace to allow accurate interpretation. Thank you, and over to you.
This is Silvia Helen Leiter speaking. Thank you very much, Julia. So we will start working right now, I imagine. that you are very excited because you want to present the showcase and see the effort we have been making during this time for to receive all the ICIM communities in our showcase. So not long ago, I read the email sent by Carlos Vera. He told us he was not going to be able to participate. And because of his activities, he won't be able to participate in Buenos Aires. So I would like to set on the record our thanks to the chairman of this committee, because he has been working a lot and he has participated in many meetings and calls. And we regret the fact that he won't be able to participate in the meeting in Buenos Aires due to his new job. And now I would like to start with the agenda with the first action item, and this is the booklet. And I would like to acknowledge and to thank Dev. He was the creator of this booklet. He sent me the template, and I collected information from the wiki. I kind of chased some people, to put it somehow, for them to provide the minimum information required, but what you see on the link, which is posted on the AC room, well, it is a wonderful job, a wonderful task. This is something very clear, very technical, and undoubtedly, Dev was the one who did the whole task. Regarding the cover, the first page, the cover of this booklet, we have been exchanging some emails regarding what we could do. And my idea is to write something on the three main languages that we have in LACRAL. This is Portuguese, Spanish, and English. And some people provided a phrase. And if you all agree, I would like to hear your comments in this respect. And I also read an email by Aida indicating to place a picture of the Latin American region in green, which is our color, as you all know, and to place that phrase. So I would like to hear your comments regarding the cover or the main page of the booklet. Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. This is Alberto Soto speaking. According to what I have read, the ones that spoke said they agreed on that. So I don't know if there is the identification of LACRALO, but the only thing we should modify on that cover page would be to place LACRALO, the word LACRALO, between the word showcase and Buenos Aires. I don't know if the staff will be able to say something else or to place the image, according to Silvia Ivanka's emails, I understood that they needed this very quickly, so we need to finish with this. Silvia Hallenleiter speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. Silvia is telling us that we have 2 days at the maximum, and together with Silvia Vivanco and I, we will be providing the translations to the Spanish and Portuguese. And I would like to ask Dev if he can help us with that image, with that picture of the map of the Latin American and the Caribbean region, to add that image. I see Silvia Vivanco raising her hand. Go ahead, Silvia. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, first of all, Silvia and Dev, for all the information, and thank you to all the ALSs who have completed the information. Thanks to you, we can have a very interesting booklet with all the information, with a 5 code on the QR code, so that everybody who has a smartphone can download the application to read that RQ code. So it would be interesting to have that cover page between today and tomorrow. That would be wonderful, because I would like to send that information as soon as possible to the staff in Los Angeles for them to print that information, because we have many people traveling to Argentina next week. And we are now at the last instances of work, so I would like to speed up somehow, but I would like to have the booklet finished, if it is possible, by tomorrow, to be able to send it to the printing house. Thank you very much. Silvia Hallenleiter, Alberto, you have the floor. Alberto, Silvia Ivanco, if you need my help, I am here in Buenos Aires at your disposal. I am not usually here in Buenos Aires, but due to this meeting with the due advance, I will be able to help you with anything that you need. That's all. Thank you very much. Silvia Hallenleiter speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. This is a show of how Argentinian people are. So they are available whenever you need them. All the staff has the support of Alberto Soto. So anything that you need, you can contact him. Thank you very much, Alberto. I would like to ask Dev, regarding this, if it is possible to have the translation will be available tonight, but I would like to ask him regarding the image that we have been talking about. I don't know if they have any idea if we can, or if we can only have the 3 phrases. Dev, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
Well, this is Dave. We could try to find an image, but I'm just wondering how. I would say that the challenge would be to have such an image fit on a 5x8 booklet. You know, the Latin America, you know, the whole South American continent is one big, you know, well, it's a big continent. And then we have to include Central America and then the Caribbean. So I think that's going to be a very big a challenge. Let me see if I can find some images from our previous showcases, and I'll post it in the chat. So I'll do some research.
This is Silvia Hallenleiter. Thank you very much, Dev. I think that for practical means, what we can do right now is to leave this issue of the picture of Latin America and the Caribbean region in the hands of Dev, and to let him decide what he can do, and Dev will be the one deciding whether the image can be incorporated or not. Do you all agree with that? Alberto Soto agrees? Aida agrees as well. So, for practical purposes, since we have only 2 days to finish with Dev, between now and tomorrow, Dev will do the research and will be up to him to see if we can put the image or not, right? So is there any other comment regarding the booklet? Or can we go to deal with another topic? I see Alberto Soto typing. Silvia Halenleiter speaking. Okay. As you may see, Nick AR has accepted to be our sponsor, contributing with $400. I sent an email with the samples of the key chain, and I told them that instead of using the money for the key change, we will use that money for the catering. I sent that information to Sylvie Vanco, and together with Susie Johnson, we are working to make this possible and to make the delivery of this $400 possible. I also asked them if they were willing to speak, to deliver a speech in our showcase, and they said that no, they were not willing to do that. So we're only going to post the logo on the presentation of the showcase for people to know that they have collaborated with us. The same applies for Google, and we are still waiting for them to confirm if they want to address the audience in the showcase. According to what I saw in the program, we have 3 minutes allotted for the sponsors, so the time is already allotted for that. On the other hand, we are also waiting for Rodrigo de la Parra's reply. I'm still awaiting his reply regarding his contribution, and in case he replies affirmatively, that money, since the show is already funded, that money will be destined to the catering, perhaps or wine or empanadas or something else. Alberto, you have the floor. Alberto Soto speaking. Regarding the discussions with Google, I know that Jose was in charge of that. He was told that some recording was required, but I don't know the status of that issue. Alberto, Silvia Halenleiter speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. I understand that Silvia Vivanco and Susie Johnson are dealing with this regarding how Google will provide the money. Can you confirm that, Silvia Vivanco? This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, Silvia. When it comes to Google, we can coordinate with them whatever they require. The only thing we need is to know their requirements. I don't see Jose Arce connected, but the only thing we have to do is to coordinate details. If Google has already expressed their willingness to participate, perhaps we need to take into account that if we're going to have any speaker from the government, because if that is the case, well, there is another instance within Google for approval. So I confirmed, Jose, that we are not going to have anyone from the government invited. So that was our main concern in this regard. But I don't know if they need any type of letter or document, there will be no problem in issuing that document. So what I need now from Jose is to send me what he needs to proceed with that. This is Silvia Halenleiter. Okay, thank you very much, Silvia. So I would suggest to express the first action item of this meeting. This is to contact Jose urgently so as not to lose these $500 that are necessary to us because we need them for the drinks. So please, Silvia, this should be a new action item. Silvia Halenleiter speaking. Okay, so we have that extra $400 coming from Nick AR, and we are still awaiting Rodrigo de la Parra's reply. We hope he replies affirmatively. Okay. Is there any other comment regarding the sponsors? Anything that you would like to say about this? Okay, so now I would like to tell you or ask you about the schedule. Let me see if I can find it on my computer. When you said presentation or introduction of Lagrallo ALSs, the idea was at that time to introduce all the ALSs. That was the official presentation of the booklet, because there we have all the ALSs included. And on the other hand, the idea was to emphasize or to focus on the ALSs representatives who will be present. So my idea or my question was, how would we do that? The idea is Dev to be with me during the presentation of the booklet. And perhaps we can have a kind of participation by means of the audience to deliver the booklet at that time. I don't know what you think about this. And on the other hand, and please bear in mind that we have only 5 minutes available, so I thought about making or creating a PowerPoint presentation with the representative of the ALSs, the name and the name of the ALSs, and even with a page of one of the booklets and perhaps a picture of that person, so that that person can stand up and be applauded by the audience. What do you think about that? I commit myself to request the information and to send an individual email to those who confirm their presence for them to send me a photograph. So perhaps I can work on that. So what do you think about this? I see Dev, he posted a link from Costa Rica. Can you open the link? Alberto, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, if we can do that within the 5 minutes allotted, that will be fine. Because even if it is a little time, it is enough time, because we have enough time to work. I remember that in Costa Rica, we had something similar. Perhaps it was there was a PowerPoint presentation, of a 5-minute PowerPoint presentation, introducing all the ALSs. That would be one possibility. The other possibility would be to have the representative of each ALS. But I think this would be more than enough. So Silvia Jalalete, sorry for interrupting you. Juan Manuel, Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, I think that those 5 minutes will be enough. Silvia Jalalete speaking. Thank you very much, Alberto. I remember that in the Afralo showcase, the secretary was mentioning the representatives, and they stood up in the place they were standing, and they just stood up and then sat down. This was not good to me, because the people sitting behind them, we're not able to see that their faces, so that's why the idea of having a presentation as Dev have posted with a name and the title together with a picture, that would help. Or perhaps to mention the people and make them go to the front for everybody to see them. But of course, this will require more than 5 minutes. Dev, you have the floor. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. This is David Antilexing speaking. Well, I just posted some links to the speaking slides. So one of the ways was to announce the ALS presence and the representative, and for that person to then stand up and stand up and be acknowledged, with applause, and then they sit down, because that's the most, I would think, most time-efficient way of of, it's the most time efficient way to acknowledge everybody, because the half persons to come up or to walk from where they're sitting to come up on, you know, to come up to the front, it will take more than 5 minutes. So that will be my only concern. So what could happen if they want to have the presentation of the booklet, we'll have to have the person lining up to the side. It's sort of like a graduation ceremony. You know, you have the person lining up in a queue on the side there, and as they call, they are presented with the booklet and for a quick photograph, you know, that type of thing. And then they, you know, walk away from the front of the screen. That could work. It would just require a lot more coordination on that day itself to, you know, make sure everybody is in the queue, et cetera, et cetera. Because you want that to move with, you know, like clockwork, you know, 20 seconds per person. That's it.
Thank you very much, Dev. This is Sylvia Helen. So, to sum up your idea, the idea would be to have all the representatives to tell them to be near the atrium where I will be speaking, and to give them a kind of diploma together with a booklet to each of the representatives. Is that what you say, Dev?
This is Dave. Yes, it could be just the booklet, the formal of the booklet, and to shake hands with with Jose, who will be giving them to each of the ALSs. Like I said, the concern will be that, you know, that could take time if they're not organized. You know, so that will be my only concern. So the alternative is to, as you just call the name, they stand up and be acknowledged by the crowd, and then they sit down. That is the simplest way and most efficient way. So those are in my mind are the two alternatives. The two realistic alternatives. That's it.
So, thank you very much, Steph. This is Silvia Helen Leite. Alberto, go ahead. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, I can say something, or I can add to what Deb said. Perhaps we can have representatives gathering together, but as long as they are named, as Deb said, for example, we can have a row in the front or a line in the front with the representatives. I mean, we can have them all together in the front. We speak about the ALSs. All of them, they greet all together. And that would be very quickly. Very quick, sorry. Sylvia Helen Leite speaking. I do agree with you, because this is a way of giving relevance to the person, and everybody will be able to see the representative. So that's a good idea. Aida, go ahead. Aida speaking. Yes, I agree with that idea, because we do not have enough time. So if we can have all the representatives lined up together, well, that would be a good idea. Then the other option is the one of the Costa Rica showcase. That is also an interesting option, because we can have them all if we have the time. But that's it. This is Silvia Helen Leite. Thank you very much, Aida. So for me, it's very important, because let's take into account that these people go to participate to our showcase, and they participate in ICANN, costing or funding all the expenses, or affording the expenses by themselves. So this is, they are self-funding. So I think we won't have any problem, and these will give a kind of motion to the presentation. Deb, go ahead, please.
Thanks. This is Dave. Maybe I misinterpreted what was said by Alberto when he said that, you know, to allow the presentation of the ALSs. I mean, just to confirm, it's only going to be the name of the name of the at-large structure and the representative present, and then that will be it. Because to have something saying what they do, that will take a long time, especially if there's about 20 ALSs present. So it has to be name of at-large structure, the representative, the person comes, shakes hand, and that's it. Okay. That's all I just wanted to make sure.
This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Thank you, Dev. Yes, you understood correctly. We are just going to mention the representative, give the person the booklet, and shake hands with the person. That's it. They will all be standing in line. Maybe they will step forward when they are mentioned or named. Or maybe we can have somebody naming them and somebody else presenting them with a booklet and shaking hands with them. But that's it. So as to stick to the time allocated, that is to the 10-second time frame for each ALS, considering we will have 18 ALSs. I don't know if there is any comment at this point. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking again. Well, that doesn't mean that we could have a presentation along the lines of what Dev shared in that PowerPoint link he posted. We could have that at the same time, simultaneously. Why not? We could have the 18 ALSs included or showcased in a PowerPoint presentation and do that at the same time so that people can read the complete names of the ALSs, the names of the representatives, etc. I don't know if there is any comment about this. Alberto, go ahead, please. You have the floor. This is Alberto Soto speaking. I suggest we should include all the ALSs because some people, in the PowerPoint presentation, I mean, because some people are willing to attend but they are unable to do so. The ones present will be named right there and then, but all the ALSs should be included in the PowerPoint presentation. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Yes, yes, that would be feasible. Is there any other comment? Well, so I believe then we agree and we can do it this way. If there isn't any objections or any other comment. Well, Aida says that all the ALSs should be included in the PowerPoint, and so will be it. Let me see.
Well,
I have our agenda here on the right-hand side. This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Excuse me, Sylvia, for this interruption. So what would be the procedure for this part of the showcase? This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Well, we are going to have a PowerPoint presentation including the names of all the ALSs, of all the ALSs representatives, and we will present the booklet personally to the person or the representatives of each of the 18 ALSs that will be present. They will be standing in line. Jose will present them with the booklet, and I will be naming them so that they can be easily identified in the room. This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, so about the PowerPoint, whose action item is that? Is that yours, Dev? Sylvia Herlane speaking. I can take care of that. Dev, go ahead, please. You have the floor.
This is Dave. Well, I mean, I'm just doing the maps here. If we allow for like 30 seconds for each ELF, and we're going to see all of them, all of their names and the representatives, again, that's going to be precisely going to be a problem because then you're going to have 30 seconds times 40 ELSs. That's like 20 minutes. You know, so I'm a little bit wary of actually seeing, you know, counting on every single at-large structure, unless, of course, all of them were there. 10 seconds? Well, all right, let's say 15 seconds then, times 40.
Sylvia Herling speaking. Only for the 18 ALSs that will be present, Deb. Only for them.
Okay.
This
is Dave.
Speaking.
Okay.
The PowerPoint will include the 40 ALSs. So the 40 ALSs will be showcased in the PowerPoint presentation, and we will only name the 18 ALSs that will be present. So it's going to be 18 names and 18 handshakes. Deb, go ahead, please.
Okay, so this is Dave. So what could happen then is that you have the speaking slide, say the name of the at-large structure and the representative, and then they come up and they, you know, they come to the front. And then the rest could then be all, are you saying then we put all of them on the last slide to say these are the other at-large structures in Lac Vallo that could not be here this time. And then we just have them on the slide itself. We don't call their names and representatives. Right? Is that what I'm hearing? Or are you going to do a roll call repeating the name and representative?
This is Sylvia Herling speaking. What I was thinking was the following. We could have the 40 ALSs in our region displayed or showcased in the PowerPoint presentation. And we can say that we have 18 ALSs present standing to my right, for instance, and we will present them with a booklet with information on our region in which all the ALSs are included. And this booklet is not only going to be presented to the ALS representatives, it will be presented to the public in general. So what we can say is that we will first present the booklet to the 18 representatives present, but that we will also give it out to the public. And we can ask the audience to kindly pay attention or visualize or look at the 40 ALSs that will be or whose names will be displayed on the screen to my left,
okay,
or on my left, if you will. Something like that. Is it clear now, Deb?
Okay. Yes.
This is Sylvia Herling speaking. Thank you, Deb. Great. Sylvia Herling speaking again. I don't know if I have overlooked any item, if there are any outstanding items. Sylvia Vivanco, can you please remind me? This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. I am reviewing the different topics or items. Catering is under control now. We will have... we have information on screen. We will have water, sodas, red wine, white wine, and some empanadas. Then we will have a typical dance show that will be paid in cash as requested. And we will have two shows, one at the beginning of the showcase with the dancers, and then the dancers will perform at the end of the showcase. Since they need a hard floor, they will perform outside the meeting room. There's an area with a hard floor surface on which the dancers can dance tango. Susie and the staff and myself, well, we will kindly escort the people in and out the room so that they can enjoy each section of the show. Well, then we have to focus on sponsors. We already have Nick Argentina. Sylvia, you have to give me their logo. And we need to finalize obtaining the funds from Google. I will focus on that with Jose Arce. About the booklet, that is also under control. So please, I'm looking forward to receiving the cover page with the colors, with the map, with the image. Dev and Sylvia should send me that. The program is finalized and invitations are being taken care of. Just one more thing. I would like to ask the following or request the following, Alberto. I think you will be in charge of bringing the keychains. This is Alberto Soto speaking. Yes, I hope the money arrives on time for the keychains because the manufacturer needs the money to start working. This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, I will work on that so that payment is processed expediently. I will process that as an urgent request. Alberto Soto speaking. This person needs from 8 or between 8 to 10 days in order to start working, and he needs full payment upfront. I will try to get him started. I don't think there won't be any issues, but I hope payment is not going to be delayed. Silvia Vivanco speaking. How many keychains or key rings did you order? Alberto Soto speaking, 150. Alberto Soto speaking again. I have an invoice. It's the dancer's invoice. I have their original invoice. And I have the three original forms that had to be filled out. I have all those with me. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Alberto. As soon as you arrive, please contact Susie Johnson and myself, deliver the original invoice, and we will pay the dancers. Alberto Soto speaking. When are you arriving? Sylvia Vivanco speaking. I'm arriving or scheduled to arrive on the 14th, but I believe Susie will be arriving 2 or 3 days before that. So I believe you can contact the Sheraton Hotel maybe on Monday. I'll be arriving on the 14th, that is a Thursday, but Susie should be there already in case you have any doubt or need to coordinate anything. Alberto Soto speaking. Okay, fine, perfect. The dancers will be arriving 1.5 hours before the scheduled starting time. This is what they usually do. They have a sound check, and I will take care of that as well. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Okay, those were all the pending or open action items. And I will circulate the action items. I will send them to the group so that we can finalize the last details to coordinate this event. That's all from my part. Sylvia Herlane speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Alberto. So I don't know if you have any comment, if we have overlooked any point or any item. Is there anything you would like to say? Sylvia Herlane speaking again. I wanted to tell you that since the date is getting closer and closer and we have worked everything out, I don't know if it makes much sense for us to meet next Monday. Eventually, if anything cropped up, we could work it out on Skype or by email exchange. How do you feel about that? Sylvia Herling speaking again. Okay, I see that some people are typing comments. Aida is thanking everybody for the hard work, everybody in the team. Dev says that he thinks everything seems to be in order. So I believe then we are not going to meet again in this way, I mean, by holding a conference call. So that would be our last conference call. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Once again, I want to thank you all for your commitment, for your enthusiasm, for supporting us, for helping us put together this showcase. We are very excited about seeing how happy, how enthusiastic LaCralo members are, and we are very, very pleased to see you in person once again in a few days in Buenos Aires. I'll be arriving on the 14th. Susie will be arriving on the 13th, so we will be there in person to help you with any final details. So this is the last track of this race towards the showcase. So we thank you for your commitment with LaCralo and with ICANN in general. This is Sylvia Herlane speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. I believe I am saying this on behalf of all the team members. We do this from the heart because we love our region, and we want to thank you for your support because we are working in conjunction and we are working very well. So please tell Fadi Shehadi about the strength of this region. We want to grow together with ICANN so that everybody is equally represented. I don't know if anybody would like to make a final comment before bringing this call to a close. Alberto is thanking everybody. He's typing that. Olivier is typing bravo. Thank you, Olivier. Thank you for being there, always being there, listening to us. So, well, please remember to pack some clothes or some item in green. Remember to wear the color green. We will be in touch on Skype or on our email exchange list. It's going to be a great pleasure to greet you all in person once again. Thank you, and let us keep working for LaCralo, because LaCralo very well deserves it. Okay, goodbye then. Goodbye, everyone.
Well,
thanks, everyone.
Good call.
Yes,
it's a shoestring budget. It's a shoestring budget, but it came out quite well.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really surprised about the cost of food and all that kind of stuff, so I mean, wow. But, it's come together well, I think. So, so at least this, I feel I'm not really so worried about this so much anymore. So, okay.
One less thing to worry about. Yeah, indeed. Thanks to the interpreters. Thanks, everyone. And,
yeah, because, I mean, it's amazing how they able to keep up with the quick conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, have a good morning, good afternoon, and good evening.
Okay.
Enjoy. Take care.
Goodbye, everyone. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.